Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This is a podcast from the South China Morning Post.
Akira, we're in your favorite Thai restaurant in Hong Kong.
Yes, I finally got you here. We're here at Samson in Wan Chai. It's just before opening, but the chefs and all the staff are busy like cutting and chopping away and prepping for the night's service.
The restaurant basically opens up to the street.
Yeah.
There's no door that you have to walk through.
It's designed after old noodle house, old shop house in Bangkok, and you're pretty much sitting in the street, but that's the idea. It just feels like you're walking into someone's home.
We've come here to see how pad thai is made by the chef and owner, Adam Cliff.
So pad thai will have the hard, firm tofu in it, your radish, prawns, shallots, and sometimes you'll find chicken. Pad thai, garlic chives, bean sprouts, fish sauce, tamarind, and palm sugar, an egg, and that's it. There's your pad thai.
Yum, thank you.
You made it look like easy.
It's my job.
Pad thai, a perfect balance of sour, salty, sweet, and spicy. And you can adjust the flavors to your liking.
It's almost like a bit of a customizable. You add a little bit of sugar to it, peanuts to it. You know, there's a lot going on.
It's such an important, iconic dish of Thailand and to the rest of the world.
When you think of pad thai, you think of Thailand. And if you think of Thailand, you think of pad thai and tom yam goong.
But did you know that pad thai was invented and promoted by the Thai government over 70 years ago? Hang on. How does a government have anything to do with the invention of a noodle dish? It was used to strengthen the Thai identity, and it was just one of several cultural mandates on the nationalist agenda. That's the best I can do in 30 seconds. But if you want more details, you know what to do. This is Eat Drink Asia, where we dive into Asian food that has gone global. I'm Bernice Chan.
And I'm Alkira Ryan Frank. Stay with us.
The first thing you need to know about pad thai is its full name. It's called Gui Diao Pad Thai.
Gui Diao Pad Thai.
That's right.
Gui Diao Pad Thai. Gui Diao is something we generally related to this word as noodle. All kinds of noodle dish we will say Gui Diao.
This is Titima Rangupan.
And I am the founder of the Thai Culture Association of Hong Kong. Pad means stir fry. Thai mean Thai. So, gui diao pad thai is we use the gui diao to make into pad thai style.
The word gui diao is originally from Chinese.
It's called guo tiao. It's from the Hokkienese language.
Hokkien?
Hokkien is a southern Chinese dialect.
But why does pad thai have a Chinese name or, you know, like half Chinese name?
Well, it dates back to a long, long time ago.
I think we can trace back to the 13th century. During the Yutaya period, we start the foreign trade, and it starts booming during that time. And one of the first country that we trade with is China.
During that time, Thailand, which was called Siam then, was a vassal state to China, meaning it paid regular tributes to China as a sign of submission that encouraged trade between the two countries.
I mean, people from China coming to live in Thailand, I mean, especially those that do the trading, they have, let's say, the second wife in Thailand, and then they have kids. And so that's the reason why the Chinese, they have a lot of influence in Thailand.
So what you're saying is that the ancient Chinese traders who started second families in Thailand were part of the reason why Thai culture was heavily influenced by China?
You can say that. Anyway, there were four main Chinese groups that came to Thailand and settled down. So there were the Cantonese, Fujianese, Hokkienese, and Hakka, and they were all from the southeastern part of China.
So these four groups of people are the main numbers of Chinese in Thailand. And of course, the Hokkienese is believed to came in the first, so they got to influence Thai language.
But what does this have anything to do with Pad Thai? I thought you said it had a Chinese name.
Right. So that takes some history to explain. So in World War II, Thailand maintained a position of neutrality until it was invaded by Japan in 1941. Within 2 weeks, Thailand signed a military alliance with Japan. And here comes our big star of the Pad Thai story.
Thai Prime Minister Phibun Songkram.
Phibun Songkram?
Yes, Phibun. He was the Prime Minister of Thailand at that time.
So he signed the alliance?
Yep, he signed the alliance.
And who's speaking?
My name is Penny Van Estrick. I'm a retired nutritional anthropologist, and most of my work has been in Southeast Asia, Thailand and Laos, PDR in particular.
Can you tell us how Pad Thai was invented?
Well, I must tell you, I'm just repeating what may be a historical myth, but the story was that in the late 30s and early 40s, the new Thai Prime Minister, Phibun Songkram, simply had this particular version of a Thai noodle that was made by his housekeeper in his kitchen, and he really liked it. That dish somehow became standardized. It became almost a prototype for an example of a noodle dish. And from then on, it sort of had a different role. It became an example of, quote, a Thai noodle dish. And he was promoting the idea that one should eat, particularly civil servants, should eat Thai noodles for lunch.
And why was he doing that? Why was he promoting Pad Thai as a national dish?
He was in a process of moving very strongly towards a nationalist agenda. There were many things that he was doing at the same time. Food was only one of the things that he played around with. He changed the name from Siam to Thailand. He developed beauty contests. So there were Miss Thailand contests, Miss Siam, and all this.
Miss Thailand!
He played around with things like, if we change the appearance of women, then other countries would admire Thailand because they say, oh, they wear hats just like us. They wear gloves just like us.
So Phibun basically ordered the people to make and eat Pad Thai and expected women to wear hats and gloves?
Yes, women had to wear hats and gloves in public. He issued all of these mandates.
Wow.
Yeah.
Phibun was very concerned with creating a national image for the country that carried the idea that if you change the appearance of things, other countries will recognize you as civilized, and they'll leave you alone, and they'll say, what a wonderful modern country.
So it was a very strong nationalistic campaign he was promoting.
Yeah, it was very much so.
Besides nationalism, Pad Thai was promoted also for its nutritional value.
Tofu, radish, dried prawns, and shallots, and they'll normally be sautéed off at the start or stir-fried off at the start just to start releasing their flavours. And then you'll throw an egg in, rice noodles, some proteins along the way. And then right at the end, you'd finish it with a dressing, which would normally be tamarind, fish sauce, palm sugar.
And it's during the Second World War, and during that time, everything was so expensive.
Tatima here.
The Prime Minister is trying to encourage the people to spend within the country and also to consume the things that is produced in Thailand. And they think that Pad Thai can help the economy and also is very, very rich in nutrition.
He was trying to improve the dietary standard to give a protein boost to noodles. So when you look at Pad Thai compared to other noodles, it has a lot of sources of protein.
And we can have all kind of nutrition, let's say from the meat, from the vegetable, from the noodles. So that's carbohydrate and protein and also the fats and vegetable fiber. So it's something that we can almost find every kind of nutrition in one dish.
So how is Pad Thai different from the Chinese stir-fried noodle dishes, you know, like chow mein?
So generally, when we talk about Chinese noodle dishes, they're either dry stir-fried noodles or soup noodles. But Pad Thai is a noodle dish that is sort of neither. It is not completely dry or wet. And also,
on the other hand, when you go down ingredient to ingredient, there's not a heck of a lot of difference. It's more almost like a national strategy to say this is Thai versus Chinese, because at that time in the 40s, there was a real push against communism. And Chinese was marked as a communist country. There was a real sort of anti-Chinese movement, and they used the noodle dish to say, yes, but this is our noodle dish, not a Chinese noodle dish. This kind of person eats this kind of food, and another kind of person eats another kind of food. Therefore, we are distinct.
This is Eat Drink Asia. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after this Pad Thai wrap.
My name's Gurley. Please let me introduce a real Thai food that's too good to be refused. The good news that you can catch it anywhere in a Thai restaurant or at a Thai food fair. Have you ever tried a real Thai food? A stir-fried noodle that just tastes so good. As good as you're in heaven, my friend, you gotta eat. Chicken Pad Thai is a real Thai treat.
Peebum some crab. Can I hear it pronounced by a proper person? That is Thai, that's not you.
You don't believe me?
No, I honestly, I'm not getting fucked over by this.
Peebum some crab.
Peebum
some crab.
Chicken Pad Thai is a world-class dish. It's a food for the poor and a food for the rich. No matter where you are, you can eat it all the time. A real Thai hit is a chicken pad Thai. Chicken Pad Thai is a great way for a start. A Thai culinary at the state of the art. From the hearts of the Thais, like to serve you the best. Chicken Pad Thai is as good as it gets. Chicken Pad Thai is all times very red. It's good for an adult and it's great for the kids. I wish you all be happy. I see you guys around. Remember, chicken pad Thai is the best in town. Hey.
We're going to fry up our tofu and just try and crispen it up a little bit so I get some of that texture. Then we're going to just push it off to the side a little bit, crack an egg in. In goes our noodles. There's your Pad Thai.
Yum. You made it look like easy.
It's my job.
All right, cool. So I don't support Peebun on all the nationalism and telling women what to wear, but I'm actually pretty grateful that he popularized the dish because it's so good. Glad it stuck around.
Yes, Peebun really invested a lot in popularizing it. He even gave free food carts to vendors who were willing to make it and sell it.
The other thing that he was doing is he was creating a standardized recipe.
And gave it out to restaurants.
Pad Thai became almost like a set recipe, and people stopped fooling around with it. It was just, this is the recipe, and this is how you make it. And that's very, very rare in Thailand.
Of course, nowadays, chefs can modify the dish to their liking. As we asked Adam from Samson.
No, definitely not. There is no standardized recipe for Pad Thai or any other Thai food. Yeah, it's very much how the cook decides to cook it, how they're feeling. In Thailand, it'll be how they're feeling on the day. You can go back to the same person. Sometimes day to day, it can be completely different. And that's something that I love about Thai food. There is no rules. Cuisine's more like French food. A souffle has to be like this, or you know, it's more restricting. Thai food, you have a lot of freedom with how you want to cook the dish. Yeah.
Do you think Pad Thai actually strengthens Thailand's identity?
I think in the eyes of the foreigner, yes. I think this is something that is really, when you think of Pad Thai, you think of Thailand. And if you think of Thailand, you think of Pad Thai and Tom Yam Goong. And also Som Tam as well, the papaya salad. Papaya salad is from the northeastern part of Thailand. And that thing is a very indigenous food from the Laos, from the Thai area like that. But Pad Thai is very much in the central.
So instead of being, this is the style of Thai Lao, and this is the style of Northern Thai and Southern Thai. He tried to centralize everything and say that the way things are done in Central Thailand, that's Thai national identity. So it was almost stressing, trying to create a national commonality in a country that had incredibly strong regional traditions.
So besides the heavy government promotion, why is Pad Thai so popular within Thailand and around the world?
Well, in my opinion, I don't think Pad Thai is so incredibly popular within Thailand.
Really?
Okay, let me put it this way. If we are to list the top 10 of food that foreigner will choose, I think Pad Thai is one of the top three. But if it is in Thailand, if you ask Thai people what is the top three food that they will eat, Pad Thai will be, I think, ranking at around number six. It's not the top three. It's number six, around that.
But would you consider Pad Thai as a national dish?
I can say that. Other than Tom Yum Goong and other interesting dishes.
By saying Gui Diao Pad Thai, It is implying that it is not originally Thai.
That's our producer Yang not letting her off the hook.
Right, because it's saying Gui Diao in Thai style.
Right. You can imply that. Because Gui Okay. When we combine these two words, it's like something that not originated from Thailand, but then is adapted to a Thai style.
It's very interesting, like something that by its name, it says it is originated from another country, but
right.
It's so deeply rooted in Thailand's
right,
culture.
Right, right.
What do you think about this?
I think it's the perfect integration. And this is something very special about Thai people also. They love everything from other country as well, and then they try to blend in into their culture. We celebrate Christmas, we celebrate Ramadan, we celebrate the Chinese vegetarian period like that. They won't think that, oh, this is from originated not from Thailand, we shouldn't celebrate. No. The Thai people, they will go ahead and celebrate and then to adapt new things without any problem.
I couldn't stop eating it.
We're still looking at it. It's so good. There's the peanuts left there, and I just want to get a spoon to scoop it all up. Better than the fresh Pad Thai made for you.
Fresh, right in front of you.
Yeah.
So, do you think Pad Thai is Thai?
I think you could only answer that as yes, because it's eaten in Thailand, it's eaten by Thai people, and it's certainly featured in Thai restaurants. But I wouldn't want to get into an argument with a Chinese historian to work out the differences between various fried noodle dishes from various parts of, say, southern China or different parts of Southeast Asia.
Yeah. It's anything cooked in a wok, bang, is Chinese origin, and anything with noodles is Chinese origin.
But yeah, to make a straightforward answer would be, sure, it's Thai.
Right, otherwise we'd be splitting hairs almost.
Exactly, and Thai cuisine is incredibly creative. And dishes are invented all the time. So I think the key thing to focus on is the fact that these are a truly creative and innovative cuisine. And Pad Thai isn't the best they've got. It's just what a lot of people have become to come to associate with Thai food.
So, Akira, other than eating Pad Thai, what did you learn about it?
I think something that I found really interesting in this episode is that food is really something you can't regulate.
Yeah, and although people made a lot of effort to make the dish eaten only by Thai people, it's something that everybody eats. And it doesn't matter if you're Chinese or not Chinese, Thai or not Thai. We all love it.
Yeah, at the end of the day, it's good food. So it doesn't matter where it's come from. And if anything, it brings people together. So that's like the beauty of dishes like Pad Thai. If you like this episode, there's much more to come. Our next episode is all about one very popular spicy hot sauce called sriracha.
But you're pronouncing it wrong.
Really?
Sriracha.
Kind of three distinct syllables.
Even we spell it out S-R-I, but the R is not pronounced. It's something in Thai language that we call is a false cluster.
But in the U.S., you'll hear people say sriracha, but you definitely hear people say pronounce it wrong, like sriracha. Sriracha or, I don't know, sriracha is a common mispronunciation.
This episode was produced by Yang Yang at the South China Morning Post.
And we want to thank Adam Cliff, Tatima Rungapan, and Penny Van Esterick. Music by Billy Ogan.
If you want to ask us about a dish or a drink, tweet us at Beijing Calling or at Alkira Reinfrank. Eat Drink Asia is a monthly podcast. You can find us on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, and Shimalaya. Basically anywhere you listen to your podcasts. Until next time,
happy eating!
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.